April 14th, 1904. If the soul gives to God the food of patient love, God will give her the sweet bread of grace. I continue in my usual state, but always with immense bitterness in my soul, because of the privation of Blessed Jesus. At the most, he comes when I can take no more, and after I have almost persuaded myself that it will come no more. Then I saw him for just a little, carrying a chalice in his hand, and he told me, "My daughter, if in addition to the food of love, you give me the bread of your patience, because patient and suffering love is a more solid, more nourishing and fortifying food. For if love is not patient, it can be said that it is empty, light love, and with no substance. And therefore, it can be said that the necessary materials in order to form the bread of patience is lacking. So, if you give me this, I will give you the sweet bread of grace." And while saying this, he gave me to drink what was inside the chalice he carried in his hand, which seemed sweet, like a sort of liquor, which I am unable to distinguish. And it disappeared. After this, I saw many foreign people around my bed, priests, gentlemen, women, and it seemed that they were going to come to visit me. Several of them were saying to the confessor, "Give us an account of this soul, of everything that the Lord has manifested to her, and the graces he has given her, because the Lord manifested to us since 1882 that he would choose a victim, and the sign to recognize this victim would be that the Lord would keep her always in this state like a young woman, just as she was when he chose her, without aging or changing in her very nature." Now, while they were saying this, I don't know how, I saw myself just as I was when I became bedridden, without having changed a bit from having been in this state of sufferings for so many years.